Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking with amazing humans from around their planet about their credibility and who they are. and state, buckle your seat, get ready for this one. We have Sylvain Rochon, who is a solution-focused speaker, author, futurist, and entrepreneur who specializes in educating professionals, decision-makers, and politicians on how to use artificial intelligence to improve our society and economy. Sylvain, welcome.
Hey, Mitchell. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, so what is your CPOP, your customer point of pain?
Well, professionals, they fear AI and all sorts of disruptive technologies nowadays that will take away their livelihood.
By the way, I just have to say, I love the bow tie. I put on the hat because you got the bow tie. You look awesome.
Yes, thank you.
So tell me what that means. I mean, just, you know, I know tons of people who are just afraid about tomorrow because they just don't think their jobs will be there. What does that mean? What do you do?
Well, imagine, Mitchell, if you had a crystal ball, okay, that would show multiple possible futures.
Right? I got one of those.
Yeah. Okay. And you get to pick one that you like, your preferred future, okay? That's called what we call strategic forecasting or technology forecasting. And then you get all these futures. You pick one that you like. I'm the guy that helps you get you that future that you chose.
Got it. So that means you're helping the person both vision and execute to get to a path that they're happy with?
That's right. It's basically twofold. One is psychology, like a change of mindset in this age of exponential change. That's the scary part. Everything's changing constantly all the time. And I help them see what the trends that are absolutely sure and those that are possible. And I help the individuals choose in their minds and their actions, what will guide them towards the future they want to see in the world. And everybody can achieve every type of future they want.
I like it. So many people need that. So how do you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, I've been an educator for about 20 years. So a bit more than that, high school, college, university, consulting, traveling everywhere, giving speeches and conferences and workshops. So I've been doing that a long, long time. I'm a published writer. I wrote a couple of books. I think I have over 100 videos published on YouTube, on channels and everywhere. I'm published and believe in, I currently still publish in about 4 different magazines online, about twice a month. So I'm an authority on a lot of different things related to the future and exactly what I talked about. I'm a master entrepreneur, I'm a certified master entrepreneur facilitator and coach. I'm a delegate of the World Future Society. I'm the co-founder of the Canadian Institute of Mass Communication. I have a bachelor's degree in biochemistry, chemical engineering, and education. And I've operated several businesses over the past 15 years. So I've all in technology, of course. So I've bathed in it for so long. Looking to the future and predicting and teaching individuals that it's come to contain it. It's second nature to me.
And by definition, anyone who wears a bow tie like you has to be credible.
Well, that's why you wear the bow tie, because of course
I'm credible. And that's why I have the hat. Okay. Yeah. So how do you go about sharing your credibility? How do you get out there so that people see you and want to interact with you?
Well, the favorite way for me to interact with people is with large groups, and I like the personal contact. So going out at conferences and doing some public speaking or workshops is my favorite way to go, because we're dealing with psychology as well as the technology, right, and the futurism. So it's a human-to-human type of interaction we're looking for, what my audience is looking for and what I'm looking for. Because when you're guiding someone through a path and through that crystal ball kind of idea, you want to have that personal contact, and giving a room conference and a bit of a show, you know, hence the bow tie. We laugh, we enjoy ourselves and we come out of it, or the audience comes out of it, not fearful of the future, but empowered by the possibilities of the future. And with tools, tangible, predictable tools that they can use in their business or their professions to blast off into the future and basically just blow through every competition, because they know what they're looking for and they have a path towards it.
Got it.
So the future becomes the present.
Public speaking is a big thing, but you also talked about you're writing for four magazines, you do social media.
Yeah. Yeah. So on occasion, I do take some work, like some report writing, like writing a strategic forecasting plan, for example, that happens, or writing an article for a magazine. I enjoy these on occasion. That's great, because it's a very, very focused type of work. But I really prefer the show. I really prefer the empowerment and the engagement you get in a crowd. And I think the audience probably prefers that. When you write something, it's all great. It's great ideas. You get reactions, but there's no personal interaction going on there, right?
It's a two-dimensional vehicle. Yep.
Yeah. Or videos are halfway better. But typically I write a lot.
So you got this. This one, they could see you.
Yeah. Exactly. It's, again, you want the audience to feel the future is great, and so that they can engineer a paradise for themselves. And that's the title of my book series, by the way. Engineering Paradise.
I like it.
Mm.
I like it. So listen, if you're a professional and you are, and you don't have to admit this publicly, but fearful of the future, because things are happening and you don't know where you fit in the world. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to figure out how best you can create a world in which you're happier tomorrow because you put products and services and the types of things in place, you're going to want to reach out to Sylvain Rochon. How do people best reach out to you?
Well, I'm easy to find on LinkedIn. I use Twitter a whole lot, and I have my website, which is my name, sylvainrochon.com. And I'm sure you will be nice enough to actually post that somewhere so people can read it.
Well, you just said it. You said it so much nicer than I could say it.
Yeah, those are the ways to reach me. Yes.
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for sharing your credibility today.
Thank you, Mitchell. It was a pleasure.
And for those watching, hey, please click the like button, share with your friends, subscribe to our channel, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.